We're reaching the end of the special legislative session, and I want to take a moment and clarify something because Representative Major Tebow expressed concern earlier this week about how things were being reported.
All the public knows is that we're in a special session. When they read the headlines, they think that we're costing an additional $60,000 a day.
Lawmakers are technically in a special session so that they can work on legislation to raise revenue, but it's taking place during the regular session.
Right, so it's not costing taxpayers any additional money because the regular session was set to end this Monday, June 4th. So lawmakers would be at the Capitol right now anyway, but they couldn't raise revenue in that regular session to address really what is the biggest concern, which is the budget shortfall. So the legislature and the governor decided to end the regular session about 2 weeks ago and get to work on addressing the budget.
So lawmakers have until Monday, June 4th at midnight to pass a budget. If they're not successful and have to call another special session, that one will cost taxpayers an additional $60,000 a day. So Wallace, it was an interesting week in the legislature. A lot of political strategy and maneuvering took place. And while lawmakers were supposed to be crafting a budget during this special session, they didn't have a bill to work on. Early this week, in a sort of unorthodox move, Speaker Pro Tem Walt Leger introduced a budget on Monday, which kind of nudged Representative Cameron Henry into action.
Yeah, so normally the budget is authored by the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, and that is Representative Cameron Henry. But Henry didn't introduce a budget bill until this Tuesday, which left the legislature with only a matter of days to get the work done and to pass a budget. Henry says because the governor vetoed the budget that they passed in the regular session, that they have to start from scratch and that takes longer. Democrats, on the other hand, they say that he was kind of just dragging his feet as a way to get back at the governor for the veto.
And while Representative Henry's bill addresses the budget, Representative Lance Harris's tax bill addresses the funding shortfall. Now, Harris has said all along that his bill is a compromise. It would maintain a third of a penny in expiring sales tax, and it would have expired in 5 years. That bill would raise about $390 million, which doesn't fill the entire budget gap. So Democrats weren't happy with that. They were hoping to raise more money by maintaining half of the penny in sales tax. So once Harris's bill, HB 27, got over to the Senate, things got a little complicated.
More complicated, yeah. Senators argued that Harris's bill wasn't really a compromise at all because he said he wouldn't support anything other than what his bill already offered. And if they did make changes that would increase the money that it raises, Harris said the bill would lose support, essentially threatening the success of the session. The Senate committee amended the tax bill anyway. It now raises nearly $640 million, almost the entire budget shortfall. But there's a doubt as to whether the House will support that bill and whether Lance Harris will even bring it for a vote.
So this is the million or $648 million question. What can we expect to happen between now and Monday?
As for the budget, the Senate Finance Committee is expected to vote on it this weekend. It would go then to the full Senate. They're expected to vote on it Sunday. In both stops, the bill can be changed. The Senate floor is also looking to vote on the sales tax bill Sunday. So how or will they change the bills, and will those changes be supported back in the House? That remains to be seen. They'll have until midnight on Monday to reach an agreement, and there's a lot of work to be done in the meantime.